What's up, everybody? Welcome to None the Wiser podcast, the official None the Wiser podcast. I've got Kristen in studio today for a once in a lifetime appearance. I've got Bryce joining again. We got a lot to talk about. Sean Diddy Combs, Puff Daddy, the Diddler is all over the news, and I have got to get Kristen's opinion on that. Bryce has obviously come in with some prior knowledge of what's going on. I guess Dan Schneider's old news, and we're moving on to the Diddler. So we're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about some movies that are coming out and Bryce's obsession and hatred at the same time for outdoor pickleball.
And, I like it.
Yeah, we're going to go from there. This is Touch Me by The Doors.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
You can sing it like Jack Black sings it, you know.
It's the time has passed.
It has passed. And the entire time that that intro was playing, I could hear Jack Black's voice in my head doing the ragga-gaga.
Absolutely.
That's leaving Netflix, isn't Netflix?
Lawrence is good at piano. Yeah, it's Netflix.
Leaving Netflix on Easter. Easter is tomorrow. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce, are you a big School of Rock fan?
No.
No, not really?
I mean, I don't even think I've seen the full movie.
Oh,
really?
It's such a shame. It's
actually a pretty good movie.
Oh, I'm sure it's great. I just, haven't watched it. Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
Just seen bits and clips of it?
Yeah. Nothing against it at all. I just wouldn't say I'm a huge fan, you know? I don't know. I could be a huge fan.
I think you'd really love it if you sat down and watched it.
Yeah, no, I bet I would, too. I like Jack Black a lot, so I'll probably like it.
Yeah, if you like Jack Black, you'll like it.
Did you watch any of the Kung Fu Panda movies?
No.
Skadoosh.
Bits and clips of that, too.
There's a fourth coming out.
No way. Yeah. Oh, I actually did. Yeah, I might have seen something on that.
Have you seen it, Blake? Kung Fu Panda movies?
Only the first one.
What's the finger trick that he does called? The wussy finger trick? What is it?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm going to... What other names you want to
like
call
it?
It's
like he literally just like holds somebody's hand or paw or whatever, their animals, with like one finger, and then he like flexes his pinky. There's like a specific name for it.
Like knocks
him
out?
And like the world is solved. No more evil people in the world. I don't know. He's
by doing
kills them all.
Finger trick?
I don't know. We gotta look it up.
Go ahead, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
So lost right now.
You call it the wussy trick?
I don't really know what it is. There's like a name. The finger kung fu.
What's he doing? And, stop it.
Finger hold. Yo, I wasn't that wrong. Look at wuxi.
Wuxi finger hold by Kung Fu Panda.
The technique involves the user holding an opponent's finger between their own index finger and thumb, pinky held upright, and flexing one's pinky down. Or like this.
So all three fingers up, and then flex your pinky down.
Mm-hmm.
Bang!
Anyway.
Got him!
It's a finisher.
Once the pinky is flexed, an explosive golden shockwave occurs. Mortals who have... who have the hold used on them are then transported to the spirit realm as a result. That's what happens. So there you go. I didn't make things up.
Are you in the spirit realm right now?
No.
No.
Are you in the spirit plane?
Only if I was Aang, Avatar The Last Airbender, you know what
you
I mean?
You guys have both seen that in totality now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? What's your final opinion of the live action?
The effects were cool.
I was going to say, I really enjoyed the way the bending was done, you know, like it was just like the show, but they made it, you know, with real people. So it was sick. Yeah. Like, I think the very first episode I was watching it and some earthbender like did something. I was like, that was dope. I like said it out loud.
I think
like,
okay,
I can get on board with this.
I like the effects. I think Sokka's the only one that I can kind of see.
For like the casting, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. The like, rest, I can the casting see isn't it. Super...
Aang's literally just way too serious. Like, he's not even having fun.
Yeah.
Where's the fun?
Yeah, where's, like, the funny kid like, angle? Like,
where's the fun? Well, he does all, like, those, like, in the animated version, he always does, like, those,
the ball.
Like those, like, you can tell he's like having fun because he's like smiling, like super big smile, and like, you know what I mean? You can't really illustrate that on a child actor.
He's like doing like a weird like dancing thing and like a cut.
His voice was also, his voice bothers me. His voice bothers me a little bit. But I'm not
sure. Aang's voice?
It's too childlike. Too little kiddish, you know what I mean?
Like they almost should have casted someone.
They should have casted somebody a little older that looked really young to actually play Aang. You know what I mean? In that sense. Kind of like a Tom Holland situation. Because when I'm watching the Tom Holland movies, I'm like, yeah, he's probably a teenager. You know
right,
what I mean?
But he looks...
But he's not. 20, yeah. He's not. 5, 26, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's mid-20s or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But overall, I think they're already... Didn't they already... They're taking somebody out. They gave somebody in the cast the boot already.
What? I didn't hear about that. Who was it? Do you know?
Well, they're coming out with more seasons.
I think it's Princess Azula.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't seem...
I think it was because she gained too much weight or something. They like asked her. They told her she had to lose weight for the second season. She was like, absolutely not.
Lose weight. That'd be...
But like, I mean, that makes sense. Like, Azula isn't thick in the cartoon.
She does have some chubby cheeks. They should get rid of Mei too on that accord.
I can't remember.
I'm not calling anyone fat here. I'm just saying.
No.
You didn't look like Mei. None of them look like who they're supposed to look like.
Uncle Iroh is like kind of good.
He's...
It's just like the vibe is a little off. But like the look is right.
Well, I mean, everybody... Okay, I shouldn't say that. Like their costume is correct. Their facial features aren't really the best. Iroh, he's a little too like, I don't know, smart sounding. He's not even like chill. Every time I hear him talk, I'm like, you're not even chill, dude.
It needs like, to be a little, there needs to be like a little sprinkle of hippie in it.
Like, where's the insights, bro?
Yeah.
Where is the insights? You know what I mean?
Have some JT.
Prince Zuko. You cannot let anger get in the way.
The Fire Lord. What's that actor's name? He's like...
Dude.
That's pretty...
The Fire Lord's on point.
Yeah, that was pretty good. The bone structure's perfect.
He is the perfect Fire Lord. Yeah. I forgot all about him. Yeah. He is the epitome of the perfect Fire Lord, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And he's that doctor off The Good Doctor.
Is he on that?
You know when that like... Dude, the main character, he's like, I am a surgeon, you know, going fucking berserk. and he's like talking to him. He's sitting in the chair. Those memes are hilarious. Where he's just sitting in the chair, like looking at him go crazy. I'm like,
he's also in Lost. He's like Jin.
What? He is
Lost. I think so.
Are you sure?
We're going to check Google.
I would, for your sake, I'd really hope he is.
Why?
Because you would have just mixed up some random Asian guy.
That's a good bit.
No, Daniel Dae Kim, right?
You tell me.
I don't know. Is that who we're talking about?
Let's see. That's him.
Yeah, right?
That's him.
Woo! I'm good.
He's the Fire Lord, dude. Hey, that's badass. That's pretty
good. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Avatar, dude. The Last Airbender, Lost, Hawaii 5-0, The Good Doctor, Hellboy, love Hellboy.
So
Hellboy
badly.
2 is better.
So badly wish you had been wrong.
Huh. He's
me
in.
Too. Me too. So much just, funny. And I hope I would have wished they did look nothing like.
That one's so good, dude.
I'm good at telling people. Blake is actually really bad at that. Not with specifically people of Asian descent, but like with white American actors.
Very bad with white people, yeah.
He thinks actors that are completely different, the same person. I can't give you a specific right now.
I know exactly.
But
I've done it
multiple
times.
I know it's happened.
I'm like, oh yeah, it's that person
so-and-so,
from that show.
And it's not at all.
Not even close.
Something completely different.
Hey, no, I wasn't.
Okay, let's get into the nitty gritty about P. Diddy.
What do you want to know?
Did he do it?
Yeah.
That's going to be
that's
the 50, name of the
that's
documentary 50
cents
or whatever.
Documentary or whatever. He's all excited about that.
Wait, he's calling it Did He, did he do it?
Yeah.
Here's what I think. You guys
I think
know
Did
thoughts?
He did it.
Or do you want to know Bryce's thoughts first?
I need to know everybody's thoughts because I'm in the dark. I guess it's
wait,
not
here's...
choose to be ignorant, but I guess what I do know here, I'll tell you what I think I know. And then you guys can just start spewing knowledge. Sure. Here's what I think I know is that he fled the country because there was people accusing him
to the Bahamas
of being,
specifically.
Yeah, I'm telling you what I think I know. And then
I'm helping with details.
And then he fled the country because people think that he's a diddler. of children and has like wild party Hollywood parties where it's a lot of dude on dude sex and kid diddling. And that's all I know. And he fled the country because he didn't want to get caught for any of that. Now, what
that doesn't
is going
seem
on?
Like a thing so, that someone would do if they were not guilty.
100%. No, I agree.
I'd probably just be in my home. I'd probably make a video and be like, hey, I'm hearing all this, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. I didn't do that.
I think everything you said is true, but I also think that they're like allowing this to happen and Diddy's taking the fall for all of the higher up people moving around in these creepy child
sex rings.
Sex ring. Exactly. And I think that he got his house raided, not to necessarily like find evidence, but probably almost like not put evidence there, but like, I don't know. I think it's sketchy.
If you want to take it one step deeper, one thing that I did see, and this is just more on the conspiracy side of things, is they didn't go there to find evidence and prosecute him. They went there to destroy evidence of
other people,
the people that are above him, or
yeah,
people that
there
are
we go.
In higher
I mean,
power
that's
than
a
him.
I mean, there's
yeah,
something
same thing.
Sketchy
what you're saying,
going on.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. That's yeah. I didn't even think of that.
And like,
think of all the people that he has had there. You know, people that are way more prevalent and popular than he is right now. Well, I mean, right now, obviously, he's more popular than he's been in the last 10 years. But I'm saying, he has people at his parties that are more well known than he is of the last decade or so.
Well, and like besides the kid diddling stuff, wasn't there like a huge lawsuit with Sierra, the singer? You know who I'm talking about?
This is no.
Sierra. Yes, you were on the right track.
No, I don't know what the lawsuit is, but I know that
apparently
intro.
There's a huge lawsuit between her and him that he abused her in all sorts of ways, had her like drugged up, like a lot of crazy things there.
Yeah.
But that was before his diddling.
Well, I didn't even hear about any of that.
So
he had her drugged up and
I guess I don't really know all the details. People can fact check me on this, do your own research, but a lot of abuse there and she's like suing him for it or something. For some type of
weird
whatever.
See, I didn't even hear about that. Like all I know is like one day I woke up. Or maybe I was going to bed. I was going to bed, and then I'm starting to hear that Meek Mill and P. Diddy are gay. Like, did some insanely gay shit. And then I tell Noah, I'm like, yo, Noah, do you know P. Diddy and Meek Mill are gay? And he's like, oh, I was like, what? What are you talking about? I was like, yeah, it's just all over the internet, man. You know, they're gay. That's crazy, right? Good night, man. No, but seriously, as the days move on, I see, like, Candace Owens is covering some
Candace
stuff.
Owens.
Oh, she's a badass.
Yeah, she's cool.
And she's just covering a bunch of stuff from like all his lawsuits and stuff. And mm-hmm. like, there's like reports of possible diddling. You know, there's cameras in every room. There's like a kid room full of candy.
The other thing that's like, how do you think, like, there's got to be people that wired his whole house full of cameras. Like, there's other people.
He probably did it himself to blackmail others.
No, I think it's
no,
like...
No, they have to hire it. He's not putting up these cameras himself.
Oh, well, he
right,
hired that
they're
out.
Like,
right,
because they're CIA-level hidden cameras, is what they said, didn't they? Like, that mean like, they're basically like the CIA put his cameras in. Like, there's some just, like, weird stuff going on.
Well, I think... You know, you think that he might not be at the top. I don't think he's at the tippy top, but he's very close to it because he's also a billionaire. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think he's that close to the top. That's like
and I think also these cameras, too, because when you drug them up, you drug people up, you know, because there's a bunch of drugs, like they'd spike it with Molly or like whatever drug may, you know, be at the party. They have these weird fucking orgies, bunch of men on men.
Very cool.
Weird. Very cool. You know, but like us also could be used as like a blackmail mechanism of like, oh, we got this footage of you. Or like, since you're drugged up, you know, and you're incapacitated and you don't even know what's happening, then I bring in maybe a child that's naked and like get you on a video with just
right.
this
it's
kid
just a
there
form
with
of
you.
Blackmail.
Another
yeah.
form of blackmail. Like, oh, I'll release this. Your fucking life's over. You know what I mean? Even if guilty or not. So like, you know, I think he's in on that aspect of it, but who knows?
Do you want me to keep talking about this or
absolutely,
no?
Absolutely, yeah. No, I want
to... Well, I'm also going back to, like, because isn't Usher also kind of getting...
P. Diddy brought Usher to his New York home.
But I think that P. Diddy, like, groomed Usher, and then they tried to do that to Justin Bieber, and JB was like, no, mm-hmm. and that was the whole thing.
Usher brought
because
Justin
you know,
Bieber
right,
around.
Because Justin and Usher are so close, but there's an old video of P. Diddy and Justin Bieber, and they look super uncomfortable. Well, Justin looks super uncomfortable, and basically P. Diddy's like, he's mine for the weekend, like saying some like weird, I don't know. And Justin's just kind of like awkwardly smiling like,
I was talking about a different video.
I don't know. I'm sure there's loads of stuff out there, but
there's a video of him talking about why that, I think it was for Justin's birthday party. Like why they, and that's really like PD's really into birthday parties. That's like his thing. It's like always wants people to have birthday parties. Him hosting. That's like his bit. There's
it's like
tons
his
of
way to lure the children in.
Something.
I'll host the party, guys.
Yeah, it's super weird. Yeah. And
it's weird.
He was,
it's like the grandma that has candy. Hansel and Gretel. Continue.
Yeah. And the video.
What?
The video is P. Diddy talking to Justin Bieber and asking why he didn't want to have the birthday party at his house or like, you know, hang out with him for the party. And Justin Bieber is super uncomfortable. And he's like, oh, I've just been busy. My people tried to contact you, like your people, like stuttering like this. And P. Diddy's just eyeing him down. And he's like, yeah, you can put your number in my phone, I guess. And it was like really weird. Mm. And then and there's videos of him with other people like on podcasts or whatever. And it's always, it really has something to do with birthdays too. Cause every video that I've seen, it's about, he's asking these people why they don't want to have their birthday party at his place and have him host. And people get super uncomfortable about it. Mm. You guys familiar with the rapper Lecrae?
I feel like I've heard of that.
It's a Christian rapper.
I guess he was at one of these parties too and said that he didn't partake in anything, but he also was unwilling to.
How many years ago was that? Because there was like a little, I remember there was a time where like Lecrae like came out and did like some apology stuff and like had said he like went down the wrong path for a minute there, but he's like back or something.
Yeah. I just seen him talking about it and he still is unwilling to say any names or anything like that too, which could go back to that same thing you guys are talking about with the blackmail. It's like, if you're holier than thou, or you know, whatever he's trying to say he is now, would you not be comfortable standing up for what's right? I mean, right?
I mean, if it were me, like, let's say I got drugged. I mean, yeah, if it were me, I'd be like making a video. I'd be like, here's the tea. I feel good. There's no reason I should die. You know what I mean? Like, I'm mentally there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's the tea.
The obviously, this is not the same person, but like Drake and Josh, you know, Josh Peck.
Oh, Josh Peck, Drake Bell, yep.
He apparently took like, he's getting, well, this might not be true. I saw this on TikTok, so don't quote me. But apparently his wife wants a divorce or filed for divorce from him because apparently she found out he took like a $10 million bribe from Schneider.
Oh my God.
About the, you know, to not speak on that like documentary or not be involved.
Really?
Stuff. Yeah. I don't know if that's true, but I saw it on TikTok, but someone could have just like made a video about that.
Well, I saw a TikTok video of some dude sneaking onto the grounds of Bohemian Grove and Josh Peck's name was on a whiteboard.
What?
Stumbled upon. Yeah.
What's Bohemian Grove?
You never heard of this? Yeah. Bohemian Grove is, it's an actual place out in California. It's called Bohemian Grove.
It's private land. It's a ton of land.
Shit ton of land.
There's
an
owl statue, Moloch, the demon god or whatever, that Moloch's known for in the old whatevers of sacrificing, eating children.
Great.
Something like that. And all these rich executives, this was blown open by Alex Jones. So Alex Jones, you know, the conspiracy crazy guy, he actually got the first, I'm not sure if it's the first, but he got the footage out there and he was been talking about this and he got the footage out there. So now every conspiracy theorist, they know about Bohemian Grove. And then there's this dude, I know, I just see these random clips of who's sneaking on these fucking grounds and they do it annually, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, it's the richest of the rich people. Yeah, I think you all
people go from all over the world.
Yeah, you all go there and like there's a bunch of weird rituals. They like burn effigies of children and like read from this weird scripture and do this weird ritual in at night on this fucking land and you have to be invited.
Super private land.
Super
so
private.
You're saying that somebody went there and there was a whiteboard and the only thing written on it was
Josh
Peck?
No. There's a bunch of names.
But his name was among them.
There's
the
also
names.
Another famous person's name on there. It was a woman's name. I can't remember who, right above his. I can't remember, but might have been Julia Fox. I don't exactly know, but Fucking yeah, Josh Peck's name's right there. Maybe it's like a little something list, but super fucked up. I mean, you never
Well,
really
maybe
know.
It's because like he took the bribe. Maybe they're like, all right, let's bring him in.
No, bro.
They're not going to say anything.
I think they're all down with it. I don't think there's no way, because this is hundreds of people. We're not talking about a few people doing this.
Maybe even thousands.
We're talking about a few hundred people a year that are down to do this, that ain't speaking up. You know what I mean? People in the town, too.
I've seen the video of the town.
They're just trying to get information about this fucking Bohemian Grove. And everyone's like you better stop asking me questions. You know what I mean? Like
people that just live there?
Yeah, because they work there.
Yeah.
People in that town, that's our only source of income. It's like a super small rural town. So there's like your general store, your gas station, your drugstore. Like,
probably move.
They're all down with it.
Like, I mean, imagine how much they're getting paid to just not talk, too.
I don't think blackmail and bribery is part of it. Like, they're in this shit. They're in this shit.
Oofda. All right. Well, here's my last thing to say about all of these conspiracies. So, like, the Nickelodeon stuff.
What's that documentary for anybody that's watched? Because I haven't watched it, and I don't know if
I haven't watched it either, but I've seen so many clips on TikTok that I feel like I've watched it.
It's on HBO Max. It's called...
I don't know what it's called.
Can't remember either.
Anyone can look it up themselves. But so that, the P. Diddy stuff, and that whole ship crashing into that bridge. Do you guys hear about that?
I heard about that, yeah.
Major conspiracies there. We won't even get into that. But I think that all of this stuff is coming to light, and they're doing all this on purpose. I think they're giving
they
this stuff...
They have been, for sure. Well, right? I've been
like,
telling you guys
they're
this
They're distracting us with things.
Yeah.
And like, but...
Quiet on set is what it's called.
Aren't they telling us?
It's a good name for it.
I need to know.
Great name for it, actually.
What they're distracting us from.
I don't think they're even distracting us. You know what I mean? I think it's all subliminal, because I'm pretty sure if you go on TikTok right now and you type in, we'll do it after the show. You know what I mean? But I did this as a little test. You go TikTok, you do Simpsons Predicts, Boston fucking... whatever. And then they predicted it. You know what I mean? You see,
they also predicted P. Diddy.
They predict everything. And then like, and I don't know. And this is what I'm tying it into. I'm pretty sure people who are Satanists believe in like, a karma aspect. Like they believe in karma.
Karmic retribution is what it's called.
Karmic retribution. So when they show subliminal messages to the audience of the people of these things, like predicting that they're going to happen, it's not really a prediction. It's like them revealing their hand.
They're telling you
that they're down with this. And then there is no karmic retribution towards them because they told you that they're doing this out in the open.
Have you heard of that theory?
I get it. It makes sense.
I'm saying, have you heard of that theory though? Mm-mm. That's like, I mean, it goes as deep as like Disney and like the Adrenochrome A113,
whoa,
like all of that.
Oh, that's
stuff.
All in fucking Pixar movies.
The thing is,
every single one.
The thing is, yeah, I knew about that.
Cause they have to tell you what
it's like every
doing.
Door number and like every, yeah, anywhere that they need to put a random number, that's the number they put pretty much. The A113.
Yeah. Well, it's incorporated in some sort of way. I saw a montage of it just the other day. I was like, this is so...
Yeah,
I think I just saw it last night.
I've seen it last night.
It's so fucked up. I'm like...
Then you looked it up and it's exactly what it is.
And you know what pisses me off too is I try to tell like Noah, I try to tell Lucas, people who are just too hard-headed in like... It's really not their fault. I guess they're just people that want to see like the positivity and shit. And this is a real downer to even talk about to them. But like they're like, oh, there's got to be an explanation for that. And I'm like, dude,
it's willfully ignorant though too. At the same time,
well, it's like how many times does something need to be a coincidence in your book for it to
not be not a coincidence. Be coincidence? Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it drives me nuts, dude. And then I thought I saw something with Andrew or Ryan Garcia saying something like something bad's gonna happen, like in. Fucking March to the Boston, like in Boston. And then like Noah goes and investigates it. And he's like, yeah, man, like this fucking, thing was debunked. Like it's not real. And then I was trying to tell him like weeks earlier, I was like, no. Like I remember witnessing it with my own eyes. So is it debunked because it's out there and they have to debunk it? And if you bring it up, like now you look crazy, or is it like, you know, are they covering that up?
Are they covering that
There's
up?
There's a lot of stuff. That bridge is all sketchy.
All this stuff just keeps drawing me closer and closer to Jesus and pushing me farther and farther away from the world.
Well, that's how I got there. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I didn't get there.
It's the only truth. at this, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. At this.
What, I mean, what in the world can you really believe besides that, you know?
Not a lot.
Yeah. Well, if seeing's believing, I know what the opposite's doing. So that's how I'm on board with this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. A lot of wild shit. And it just, it's like, how, you think it can't be topped, and then it's like a week later, something even more, and it's, we're so numb to it, which is the worst part now. Imagine how like, imagine somebody from the 50s hearing this stuff, or even the 80s, you know, like our parents in the 80s hearing this stuff.
Well, even now, like...
Oh, my parents, dude, they're like, Bryce, you're crazy. And I'm like, I'm really not.
The thing is like, my parents, like their generation... When they see like the school shootings and stuff on the news, like my parents and like that generation, they still get like teary eyed and
cries.
They get emotional about it.
Yeah.
We don't. We hardly blink our, like, it's sad, obviously. Like, yeah, that really terrible, sucks, girl. Since we know it's messed up. But at the same time, we think, well, nothing we can do about it. Like, what's.
It's insane. What,
we're like, more prone to like super fucked up shit like that. You know what I mean?
It's terrible. Because
mm-hmm. like things like that didn't happen in their day.
Right.
Like they lived through the best
or
life.
Or if it did. There wasn't social media and all these ways of
widespread
getting
news coverage.
Right.
Yeah.
There was the radio and there was the news, right. Whatever.
Newspaper.
And it was probably local.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's wild.
No, and people didn't do stuff like this because
times
were different. People weren't freaking running around like crazy people, and we still locked people up in loony bins.
Well, could this also be at the forefront of the news too, because there's that eclipse coming on the 8th?
What do you think is going to happen with the eclipse?
I don't know, but it's a really fishy eclipse this time.
I saw some things about that too.
7 years since the last eclipse, and then like the moon cycle or some shit like that. Something in the Bible where Jesus says, if you see these two symbols, like,
yeah, and
the end times
the
are
last
near.
Three eclipses have been in that symbol.
And they crossing well, this next one is going to make area. The like A shape. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
I watched
and,
it.
And like, you can see that. And then they run they run through seven towns.
That are all named
Nineveh and Rapture.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not saying the Rapture is coming on the 8th. I'm not saying that at all.
You know about the red heifers?
I know about the red heifers. I know about the third temple. I know about all this shit. All
right.
And it's just fucked up.
It's all...
The book of it's all in the Revelations. Book of Revelations, dude.
It's prophecy.
Prophecy. It's fucking coming true. Right before your eyes. And then you sit there and like you argue with someone that's like...
Right?
An atheist. And then you're like... Hey, you're stupid. Like, they make you feel stupid.
I know.
And then it's just like, oh, okay. I guess my opinion means nothing.
No, but Bryce, it says in the Bible, if someone doesn't want to hear what you have to say about the good word and about Jesus, they're a fool and you shouldn't waste your time with them.
No, but it also says, pretty sure it also says, save your goddamn friends, right?
Well, yeah, but to an extent, I mean, you tried your best. You showed the knowledge that you have and the truth that you have to
Lucas
share.
Lucas and Noah, they're coming with, whether they like it or not. They're coming with me, bro. I'm not having that.
Yeah, it's
that's
crazy.
That's a good friend. Like, you're a handcuff to you.
Like, yeah, dude.
You're coming.
Like, they got to come.
It's just absolutely insane.
My friends got to come. I'm just name dropping those two. You know what I mean? There's many, many more.
It's wild. It really is wild. And I don't even know what's to come next because... You could spin the wheel of infinite possibility and none of it would surprise me. Like if like the next big news story, you know,
right.
It wouldn't shock me. That's
no,
the
they
thing.
Told us aliens are real and none of us cared.
Yeah. I almost believe it less now.
Like the fact that they told
me. Seriously.
He's like, oh, you guys told me something.
Wait, the government agrees. Nah, dude.
Somebody's lying.
For real.
Something's fucking fishy here now, dude. Something's fucking fishy.
That's ridiculous, dude.
Anyway.
But could aliens... Well, I mean, and then I'm hearing a bunch of shit, too. I don't know. I'm hearing so much weird shit on...
About?
Well, now I'm hearing about this, like...
It never stops.
This weird... Like, I don't believe in this, actually. I think this is... A lie.
The
so,
demon
like,
face thing?
Yeah, I
the
think
what?
I don't I like
demon face, this new disease that
yeah, have. Like this demon face thing where like conspiracists are thinking like, no, the veil's getting unveiled or whatever, and like these demons are among us in everyday life.
Okay.
And there's people that have a condition, you know,
okay.
Are starting to see a condition or something like that.
Here's what it's called. Shara, this lady named Shara, it could be Shara, Sharrah, is one of the very few people in the world. This word's tough. It's a long one, so just let me get through it. One of the few people in the world with Damn it.
Let me try.
Sound it out.
This is hilarious.
Oh, man.
Some letters might be silent, too. Don't forget. And sometimes
don't even throw that in there right now. Do you think I'm ready for that?
Some of the C and the, if like a C and an H followed by an AU, it's like a sh, not a ch. I before E, except after C.
Prosopometamorphosia. You try it. Prosopometamorphosia. That's what it is. Prosopometamorphosia. I'm not kidding. That's
okay.
It. Try and sound it out any better than that. Prosopometamorphosia. Yep.
Well, let me get a whack at this, dude.
It's
prosopometamorphosia.
Prosopometamorphosia.
Yeah, that's what I said. Prosopometamorphosia.
Yeah, it's prosopometamorphosia. You understand?
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
That's tough, but what does this mean?
What is its definition, please? Well, I was going to read it for you.
Oh.
So this is that. I said, what is a demon face syndrome? It's a rare condition that causes
a
person.
It's a wild thing to Google.
It's what it is. It's prosopometamorphosia, or PMO, is a rare condition that causes a person to see severely stretched features with deep grooves on the forehead, cheeks, and chin.
Like when you're looking at people.
What do you mean? So like I look at someone and I would see them like that?
This is what they say it looks like.
So that's what they look like, or that's how they see everyone else?
That's how they see these people. Like, say I had it and I was looking at a stranger.
So they look
I'd
normal.
See the stranger like that, and you'd see
they
him like
look normal
else.
To everyone else.
Yes,
except for these people that have a
pro
a way to they got X-ray goggles or something and can see them. That's what this disease.
See,
is?
But this is what I'm.
Is
thinking.
That what it's saying?
No, what do you? I don't know why you're saying X-ray goggles.
I just don't understand how some people can see them and some people can't without special goggles.
It's the disease that's making them see. Like, if you had this disease and we were out at Cub Foods and you had that disease, right? You have prosopometamorphosia and you've seen somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, I don't know if it's every person that they see looks like that, but you see somebody that catches your eye.
Yeah.
That's what that person looks like to you. And I see them, you're like, look at that person. I'm like, what? That's just some random person.
And that's why I don't really believe it.
I don't know.
That sounds a little crazy to me.
But why? It's a disease. I don't know.
So the syndrome. So the people that they're seeing that look like this, there's nothing wrong with those people.
Normal people.
And it just starts, by the way, like, you
just
know.
Just one day you're like, wow, that person
one day
whack.
She's one day this woman's like, Victor, holy shit.
Victor Shara. Okay, so it's a dude, I guess. Right. Shara's the last name. Victor Shara had always been a social person, but for the past 3 years, he's found himself more withdrawn. That's because ever since he woke up one day in November of 2020, he's been seeing people's face distorted, or as he puts it, like demons. I woke up one morning that way and freaked out, Shara told USA Today. Shara is one of the very few people in the world with PMO, a rare condition that causes a person to see severely stretched features with deep grooves on the forehead, cheeks, and chin, according to a study recently published in The Lancet. Terrified of what is happening, he sent a message of a support group he was part of for bipolar disorder. This woman came back to me and said, I can explain to you what's going on. If you give me 5 minutes, give me your phone number. He called and he called this person to hope that it would bring him some relief. It was scary. He said, I was ready to have myself committed. I thought I'd really flip my lid. That's all he said.
Yeah, I think honestly,
75
confirmed
cases in the
themselves.
World. 75 confirmed cases in the world. Strange.
I just like, so that's not even like a conspiracy theory. That's just like a new weird disease. Is it like, everyone that has it has just recently gotten it. Are they vaxxed?
I don't know.
Probably. Check that. I need the facts.
This is why I'm bringing it up because I have no idea. You know what I mean? I thought it was worthy of saying something.
Yeah, I had never heard of that.
It looks like that Bowser stretch face game
in Mario Party.
In Mario Party. You know when you stretch Bowser's face?
Yeah, dude. All I know though, you know, I don't know. If I ever get that shit on site. On site.
You're boxing everybody that turns into a demon.
It's on site.
I would never leave my home if I. Like,
I wonder if
be
it'd be
terrified.
Every. I wonder if it'd be every person that know. You see, or if it's just certain people.
I think it's certain people. I think it's supposed to be certain. Yeah, I don't think it's everybody.
If you think it's certain people,
If it's certain people,
we're throwing hands.
Yeah.
If it's only certain people.
And it's
people
the same people for the people that have this PMO.
Everybody's seeing it.
If you line them up, you know, and they're like, number
you're scanning
three,
my food at the fucking grocery store and I look up and you're like that. Fucking coming over there. I'm fucking coming over there,
I'm
dude.
I'm getting on that conveyor belt and it's going to be a roundhouse kick to the chin.
Yeah, scan this motherfucker.
Size 14 Red Wing. In.
Shit's crazy. Dude, this is like, it's like, I don't know, dude. Like, there's just, I'm getting, and this was all within a week's
time.
I'm getting hit with way too much shit right now.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, so what are they distracting us from?
I don't know.
Did you see, real quick, back to P. Diddy, the dude that they arrested?
What?
Oh, his bodyguard?
No. They supposedly arrested P. Diddy.
Oh, see, I didn't do too much digging into that.
It wasn't P. Diddy.
It sure as hell
some other black guy.
It looks like it's...
Because he's in the Bahamas.
The Haitian version of P. Diddy,
dude. I've seen the funniest videos about it. It's like, let this Haitian motherfucker go, man. That ain't P. Diddy. Let this Jamaican brother go home, man.
But like,
so funny.
At the same time as he makes that video, like, there's no, like... You know what I mean? It could be tailored to like be like a spoof or something. You know what I mean? I didn't dig into like any of Diddy's arrest photos or anything like that. So I have no idea if this dude's just making a viral video of like some random guy. I don't know.
It was damn funny.
Yeah.
What do you think that they're distracting us from?
That ain't P. Diddy, man.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like it can't be good. Things aren't going the way they want them to, I feel like.
I think they are. I fucking for sure think they are.
I just think that...
I think
the only thing that I keep seeing and like truly scares me, I'm like, oh, we'll be fricked. And it's not even war. Like if some World War III happens, like I'd rather have that than like the power grid go out. And everybody loses power. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm scared of.
Have you guys seen that movie?
Truly, if you don't have batteries or heat and like stuff like that, and it's cold out, and like so many people will die for like a 48-hour blackout.
Well, people think that might happen.
No,
to,
I know.
With this eclipse.
Well, Bryce, let me just tell you for free.
Yeah.
If you come here, you better have a white flag out of your window and being like, save
and
me.
Probably some
come
guns.
Protect me.
I'll have some guns.
Because we're going to be on lockdown. I'll tell you that for free.
If there's no power?
Oh, yeah. I'm boarding up every window.
Yeah, it's like the fucking apocalypse.
I'm getting on the roof and I'm sniping anyone that
well,
gets
if all the power
to
goes out too, like news can't
travel. I'm
treating
it like
and
a zombie apocalypse.
That's when the real plan's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Right. When the power goes out.
Like when the power goes out, no one communicate and like
no one can communicate. That's the key.
When no one can communicate.
That's the key. Mm-hmm.
That's when the plan happens.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like if vehicles don't work, like what level of
would a vehicle not work though?
Well, no, it would with your battery.
Unless
and
there's
stuff.
Like an EMP that makes that, all batteries.
Tesla's obsolete.
Well, dude, that's part
I mean,
of that
they
video.
Can't even charge up.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
Well, I mean, I mean.
You'd run out of gas, too, eventually, but, like, you could maybe come by.
All the gas is electrical. You need electricity to pump gas.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? It's all connected to a payment system that you put in on the computer. So it's like, how am I going to get my gas?
I don't know. Either way, the power grid going out scares me, for sure. That's one that I'm like, oof. That could happen for real.
Dude, I think all of it scares me. You know what's really shitty? The shittiest part is like you're a kid loving your life, having fun. And then all of a sudden, like you're a grown up. And then it's like, oh, demons run the world.
I think our generation might have really gotten the short end of the stick.
Surprise,
I know
guys.
Every generation says that. Like our generation has it so much worse than the last generation. But like, holy
no,
cow.
I'm thinking our parents' generation was way better than ours.
That's
I'm
what thinking, I think too.
I don't think our generation, I think it's the one that's before us because we got the tail end of the good times before technology really changed our lives.
We got a real childhood.
We all had that
internet.
Yeah.
Think about the kids now. They are screwed from the, you know, depending on how they're raised, obviously. I'm saying you take the general lump sum of the population.
The majority
of kids that, you know, however they're raised, they have technology in their hands way sooner than we did. They're getting constantly fed information way sooner than we ever were.
Probably not good information for how old they are.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like they for sure have it worse than we do, or we did, I should say. You know, and that's the hardest thing. I feel so bad for that, like those children nowadays.
Right.
It's nuts.
You feel bad because they're not going to know like what one's truly better, because they're obviously going to be like, no, my childhood still slapped. And I think it's going to be great for them. They don't know. Like,
no, I don't think kids are enjoying themselves the way they used to.
I mean, the amount of, do you not think so?
No, there's, look up the stats, like anxiety, depression, all these disorders, kids wanting to chop their diddles off for fun, kids whatever. Suicide, yeah, like all this stuff, like it's the highest it's ever been. Another thing that I think contributes to that is all the processed food that we eat and how none of the food we eat is real.
That's
a huge component to a lot of mental illnesses and people being
saying
absolutely
that fucking cereal's better
bonkers.
For you than red meat.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, crazy. I don't know. This just, shout out to the big man upstairs, because if he wasn't there, there wouldn't be a lot of reasons to be here.
Yeah, amen. Amen for that one.
Like, it's because just from how this podcast has gone today, it's like, it doesn't matter where you look or what avenue of the economy or business or where, like there's so much corrupt, messed up things going on, and it's crazy. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. That's the only way to put it. Well, I feel like people overuse the word crazy, or like that's wild. Like I say that all the time, but it's because I don't know how else to describe
honestly.
It.
Well, that's the sad part too, is like you grow up and you realize that you never would have thought. It's like the good guy always wins in the movie. You know what I mean?
Never wins.
And in the real life, on Earth, I'll say on Earth,
yep.
Evil prevails.
Money
on
and
Earth,
power.
Evil prevails. And that's not how it is, because all the people running shit at the top, sick and twisted as they come.
Really nasty.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. Good to know we're all on the same page.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing too, is those people that are choosing or just like don't believe it, like, oh, all that conspiracy theory hoax, you know, whatever. It's... they're happier because they're ignorant to it, you know, and they're blind to it.
Well, they think they're right.
They just choose not.
Honestly, like a lot of people are brainwashed to an extent. Like that's what news is. It's propaganda.
Yeah.
They're programming you. Every news station is saying the same thing. Like they're programming you to believe a certain way, to view things a certain way. And so for the people like grandparents that really wanted us to get the vaccine because they were so sure, because that's what the news was telling them. Joke's on you. All right. Glad I didn't get it. You know what I mean? It's just stuff like that.
And they'll still say that, you know.
Oh, yeah. They still think they're right.
Yeah.
Because that's what the news is telling them, that they should still be getting their boosters.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it's helping.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That's
I'm sure your immune system isn't.
Yeah. You guys get a vaccine of your kids coming up? Like any vaccinations or...
You know, that's a great question.
It's a really good question.
I am leaning to no. I was vaccinated as a baby, obviously.
I was too.
And I was recently vaccinated because I never got chickenpox as a child. And so if I get chickenpox as an adult, I'm kind of screwed. Like, it's a really bad time. So I re-upped my chickenpox vax.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I never got it as a kid either. I'm not going to re-up it.
Okay, well, I did, because I'm not getting that as an adult. If I have children and they get chickenpox... and then I get the chicken pox, it's going to be so much worse for me.
There's like, a far higher chance
like,
of death.
Intolerable. Like,
you can die?
Like, it can be so bad. Like, I would be
there's a
miserable.
Higher chance. Yeah, it's, and there's, like, it's more
but I can't
prevalent.
Get shingles. Hey.
I can't get the shingles.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, like, do you vaccine? Is there one for whooping cough and shit?
Yeah, I don't even know all the vaccines that you give, but it's hard to know. At this point, like what's
I don't want my kid to suffer through all this shit.
I'm being real honest.
It's like, I also don't want anything to go wrong.
Anything with Pfizer on their name, I don't want it.
You brought up, I think we should dive into that question.
What do you say?
Just what vaccines do you have your kids and what don't you? And hell if I know, I'm no doctor.
Yeah, I don't know.
For sure not the COVID vaccine. I can start
with people
that
don't.
Oh, they're not getting that.
The thing is people don't vax their kids all the time.
They can suffer from that little
piece of shit.
That's not even a big deal.
There's been like the non-vax community for a while. Like one of Maddie's Hudson friends, like his mom was super like hippy dippy, didn't vax him. And like, he's fine. He's a normal person, you know?
Yeah.
So like,
I know all about it. Yeah.
I feel like it'll be fine either way. I definitely do think if we do vaccinate our children, I'm not going to do it when they're 6 months old and they're still developing and they're, I'm not going to put a bunch of chemicals and weird stuff into
right
their
in
body.
Their body right away. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's that seems a little off to me. Like maybe I'll wait it a couple years.
Keep the harsh metals out.
Like, yeah. I don't know. Keep it light for the first few years.
Yeah.
Of life,
maybe let's get some real blood going through your veins before you start putting all these chemicals into your body.
Yeah. Iron Man.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, it's I don't valid, know. That's a really good question.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just like birth the baby at home in the tub.
Save medical bills that way.
Also be terrible for me.
A home birth.
We'd have to get a lot nicer.
I heard possibly that you're supposed to give birth on all fours.
I've also seen that too. Yeah. It's
like a fucking
really
animal.
Honestly, we can blame men because there was no research done on women's health. Still, there really isn't much done. Most things are tested on males only, and then they just assume it's fine for women. So thanks for that. But
you're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, you're
men
welcome.
Doctors back, you know, way back in the day before, we'll, you know, we'll say well, Game
then,
of Thrones.
Well,
level
then you'd have to pay them.
Right. But
no.
They were just like, you have to lay on our back so that we can do work. Like you can't just be on all fours and like push it out yourself.
Well, I don't think like you can just push it off yourself because
they ruined natural labor
the
for
of
women
the baby just
because they wanted to be
on
involved.
Its head. Someone else got to be there.
Well,
for
obviously
sure.
You like catch it, but
how are you going to catch it?
I'm just saying you're 100% right. All fours. Absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely.
What do you think if you went
or is it
a
like a squatting position?
Well, yeah, either both would be acceptable. Like something where gravity is helping you do the work.
Well, you're supposed
you're
to take a shit
down
like that,
in a bed. You know
on all fours, you're supposed
you're
to take a shit.
No, but squatting. You never heard of a squatty potty?
You're supposed to squat and take a
the
shit that way.
Stools
so that it opens
have?
Up your deal.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well,
you,
like
yeah.
It straightens out your
yeah.
pipes.
Your schvink.
There it is.
Your schvink.
Okay.
Ding, ding.
Great conversation, Sam. I'm really enjoying these.
Yeah.
What's your thought on vaccinating your children?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, just like I said, like, well, for one, if he goes to public school, he needs his vaccinations. Otherwise, you got to fake the documentation, which I think is a crime.
Big time.
Wait.
So to go to public school, you have to do it anyway.
Yep. Well, that's no problem.
Private school, too. Any school where there's a lot of people. I'm going the homeschooling route, too, probably. I'm not going to have my wife do it, but I'll find someone in the area. You'll do it.
Maybe what? When you're going to have kids.
Fuck. Hey, man, never, probably.
I'm just call kidding. Me up if the time comes.
Yeah. No, I want to go the homeschool route, so then it just begs the question, am I going to vax them at all, blah, blah, blah. But, like, we're bringing up, like...
Rub some dirt in it.
Serious things of what, you know, the vaccination can prevent. Like, you know, chickenpox is one of them I know, but there's other ones for sure. And then you want to give... your kid, the ones where it's like a serious disease, you know, you don't want them to ever get the serious disease. Right. So maybe you go that route. I'm not really sure. But also, I also don't know, like people got in my head, like, what if it does cause autism and all this weird shit? You know what I mean?
Well, totally. I mean, you just don't.
I don't want my kid to have that either.
You don't know.
I have
feel
no
like.
Idea, right?
I don't know
and
yeah.
I also
nobody
don't know
knows,
if like they allow you to pick and choose
I don't even
which
think the doctors know, dude.
You want to give your child. I mean, they should.
If a nutritionist doesn't know what fucking foods are healthy for you, you know what I mean? Like the most renowned nutritionists are telling you to do some bullshit that's not real when they say cereal is better for you nutritionally than red meat. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Why should anybody else in any other profession know what the fuck they're talking about? They're talking about dentists thinking fluoride in the water is good for your teeth, all this shit. You know what I mean? They don't know what the fuck they're talking about because it's not. Mm-hmm. Fucking bad chemicals for you. And I probably sound retarded because I'm not a fucking medical field in any of these medical fields. So I'm
you
just
don't
some,
say.
I'm just some guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Saying some shit where you could be listening and, you know, hey, man, Bryce is retarded. You know, like,
everything we say on this podcast is subjective. Yeah. And do your own research.
Yeah, yeah. So let's
we're
lay
not
that
licensed
out.
Professionals.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah, those are some great questions. They're really good. They're thought provoking.
True.
You guys ready to talk a little basketball now?
I'm not.
Why not, Bryce?
I promise you I'm not. Final eight, whatever.
Oh, gosh.
We're good.
The Elite Eight, Bryce.
No, dude, it's called the Elite Four. Look it up.
Final Four.
We're talking Pokemon now. Elite Four. They were hard to beat when you were a kid, okay? I'm telling you that right now. If you made it to the Elite Four and you made it on Pokemon Yellow, congrats to you, son. That wasn't easy.
Did you ever do it?
No.
You didn't ever do it?
I did it. See, I did it on the Switch with the new Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu remake, but that was way too easy. That's way too easy of a game compared to on your Game Boy playing original Pokemon Yellow. That shit, tough as fucking nails, dude.
Dude, Game Boy was so fun to play on.
Too fucking hard.
Game Boy was so sweet to play on.
I loved it.
So the Elite Eight, Bryce, it's the last eight teams that are in the NCAA March Madness tournament, men's.
I get that part.
Okay, good. I'm glad that we're on the same page so far. So the eight teams are Illinois. They're playing UConn right now. 4 minutes into the game, UConn's up 9-0. And then there is Clemson and Alabama taking each other on tonight at 7:49. Tomorrow, Tennessee and Purdue, 1:20. And then Duke is playing tomorrow against NC State. NC State's got DJ Burns, who I've been really enjoying watching.
Is that number 30, Big Dog?
Yeah, that's Big Boy.
He's a big guy. He's fun to watch, though.
He's got the lefty hook. He's a little slow to the basket, but can you blame him? He's like 486 pounds.
He always finishes left.
He's not,
actually.
He's not, he's a lefty.
I know, but like it bothers me. Like he's sometimes not he finishes pounds, left when big. He should.
Oh,
finish
I was
right.
Like, there's some fucking obese guy on the team. I don't understand.
Basketball, he's a big dude. Like most big basketball players, if they can't keep up, like they fizzle out by the time they get to the college level or they play at a lower level because they're slow.
So this guy's just
he's 6'9", 275, and I don't think he's 275.
So he's just a monster.
Yeah, he's a huge dude.
Nice.
He is so big.
He kind of looks like he'd be really nice, like a big teddy bear though.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. And
he has no chance of making it pro. That's what you're trying to tell me right now.
I don't.
He's too big.
No, I don't think he'll make it pro. He can't finish with his right hand.
What does that even mean?
Don't worry.
You can explain that to him. Well, I'm going to spin this wheel
here. He's a post, which means he plays under the basket, mainly shooting like layups or bunnies, like doing.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
So he's the big guy under the basket. You know, they pass the ball to and he turns around and just like. Yep. Tosses it up.
Gets it in there.
He can't do that with his right hand. He's a left-handed dude.
What's wrong with that?
Because you should be able to use both. When you're that close to the basket, you should be able to
finish
either
side. And you're at that
level. They're ambidextrous over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Most basketball players can do that at a high level, right?
Especially at a high level, yeah. Okay.
Like you should be able to.
News to me. I thought you either swing the bat left or swing the bat right. You know what I mean?
Different, though.
I get it's different. It's different.
For basketball,
but like,
that is true.
Analogy-wise.
Like just shooting, at the basket when you're using the backboard.
If you're using a layup, right? We're talking layups here. Not three-point shooter or free throw shooter.
Either
just
hand.
Got it.
For sure.
Should be amphibious. Okay, so we have a bet that's going on between me, Clay, Kai, and Tyler. Get you guys in on this bet just so you can hear about it a little bit and you can be a part of it. It's $25 per team. So since there's only four people, we're each getting two teams. It's at a random draw, so each of us are putting up $50 for this bet to whoever wins the tournament, winner take all.
Mm-hmm.
And you each have two different teams. Is it random or you get a snake pick or what?
It's random. So how I'm doing it, and I'm going to screen record it here too for those guys that are going to be watching it later. It's going to be, there's four names on the wheel and then there's the four teams that are playing today. And then there's four names on the wheel and the four teams that are playing tomorrow.
I get it.
Yep. So we're all on the same page. Winner's going to take home $150 and then keep their 50 in their pocket. And I'm going to spin this wheel. I really wish that I had more people in on it, but it makes it more fun kind of that it's four. I kind of like it that way.
I mean, fuck it. If it's random, I'll get on it. Sure.
Too late now.
Oh, then why bring it up? That's weird.
Why are Bryce and I here?
That's weird.
To talk about P. Diddy, Adrenochrome, Ryan Garcia, and...
Talk about how you might win money.
Dude, that'd be nice. That'd be real nice. I'd like it. First spin. You guys ever use that wheel of names for randomizers or anything like that?
No.
No, Jimmy John sometimes uses it when they want to give out prizes to people.
It's a good bet. Kai is our first winner. and his team.
He's not a winner.
He might be.
He's just.
Between the four teams, Illinois, UConn, Clemson, and Alabama all playing today. Kai's first pick. And you guys are feel free to talk about, oh, that lucky bastard. Kai gets UConn right off the bat.
I knew he would. You know why?
Yay, Kai.
I was manifesting in my head. I thought Kai deserves UConn for that group.
Kai gets UConn.
You're welcome, Kai.
That's very frustrating. I'm going to throw some music on the background real quick while we continue this up. And you guys, honestly, please feel free.
Okay, Bryce, I'm just going to keep spinning wheels here. This really tall dude on Purdue.
Oh, we don't have to keep it basketball related. We can talk about anything you'd like.
For sure.
Minus the sports aspect.
For sure.
unless you don't have anything.
That's where my mind was, you know, because
we're in football. We're fucking basketball mode.
How about that weather we're having?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Tyler's next name off the board.
Hey, yeah. Tyler, it's your wife's birthday today. Happy birthday, Alicia.
Tyler gets Clemson. Ooh. He was at Cub Foods earlier. They had like 8 food trucks at the Cub Foods in White Bear.
Mm. Yeah, did they?
They did.
I wouldn't know. I was too busy running around like a chicken with my head cut off at Jimmy John's.
Now it's left
right
between,
across the street.
It's left with me and Clay on the first wheel. My pick. I hope it's not Illinois because they're playing UConn right now. And it's Illinois. That leaves Clay with Alabama. Clay gets Alabama. I get Illinois.
Oh, Alabama. Is Alabama the team with the...
Alabama, Alaska.
The worm with a mustache? Tall guy with a mustache?
You call him a worm?
He's got a...
worm with a mustache. Yeah, that's what you call Tom Sandoval.
That's a good bit for anybody that knows.
You don't know who Tom Sandoval is, do you?
Not a clue.
Vanderpump Rules?
Onto tomorrow's
that's
wheel.
That's what we can talk about.
Oh. Onto tomorrow's wheel.
Okay. Tom Sandoval, so
ooh, I get
he
first
was
on
dating
tomorrow's wheel.
Ariana Maddox. They're on a reality TV show called Vanderpump Rules, okay?
Right.
They've been dating for like 10 years. This is last season that I'm filling you in on, okay? Mm. He started having an affair with one of her friends and another person that's on the show.
My teams
in
are
real life.
My teams are Duke
yeah, but
and
it's
Illinois.
Like being recorded also because it's reality TV. The affair wasn't necessarily recorded, but like the... it was during the season. Okay. Anyways, so a lot of drama came out. Everyone hates Tom Sandoval. Okay. They found out about it. It all came out. Lots of drama. Great season. Loads of new viewers. This season, now, so it's post all the drama, right? Super boring.
Clay's
terrible
getting,
season.
Clay's getting Tennessee.
There's nothing happening. Sheena, you don't know who Sheena is, but this is fun for any female listeners that maybe watch Vanderpump. Sheena's the worst. It's not the Sheena season. I'm so over it. Sheena is more upset.
That was just funny. It's not the Sheena season. I'm so over it. Tyler is getting.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. I'm just.
Sheena is also this person on the show. She's my least
favorite. Tyler gets
girl
Purdue.
Of the show.
Kai
and
gets NC State.
She's
and
under
UConn.
This impression that Tom Sandoval is more upset about losing her friendship than his girlfriend of 10 years. That's
right.
Not true. But he's using her to weasel his way back into the friend group because she's having the smallest bit of sympathy for him and being like, I miss my old friend. But really, he's a snake. He's a worm with a mustache. He had a mustache for a while, and they called him a worm with a mustache.
Nice.
If you don't know who DJ James Kennedy is, also from Vanderpump Rules, he's the white Kanye West. You should look him up. You would actually love... No, oh my gosh, you've came into the bedroom upstairs when I've been watching this before, mm-hmm. and you walked in and you saw James Kennedy on the screen and you said, that man has to be gay. He's not gay,
but
you remember that? Do you know who
maybe.
I'm... Can you like envision the face I'm talking about?
I go in that
he's
room
like a
every
white
time
dude.
He's you're sitting
British.
There, so...
He's British. He kind of has like DJ James Kennedy. You know the one.
DJ James Kennedy.
Anyways, if anyone out
is he
there...
British?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
He's
that's an impression of him.
He's from the UK.
That's an impression of that man.
You would love him. He's the best thing about that show right now. He's the number one guy in the group, if you will.
Okay.
That's a line from the show as well, but you don't get it because you don't watch.
All right.
That's a great line.
Let's see him.
That's Tom Sandoval.
Oh, no. Oh,
that's Tom. Oh, no. That's James Kennedy. Yeah, you said he's super gay.
He is. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
he's
know.
Not, though.
I actually don't know what to tell you.
He's dating this girl, Allie.
He's
I
dating.
Actually really like Allie. No, they live together. She's on the show.
They could just
you
be friends.
You would probably think Allie's hot.
Let's see Allie.
Bear down.
And let's look at Ellie.
Ellie who?
I actually don't know her last name. Just look up James Kennedy's girlfriend, Allie. A-L-L-Y. I know that's how she spells it.
Sheedy?
Sure.
My instincts are telling me that I'm not going to like.
No, I don't
For some
think,
reason.
I don't think you should watch this show. I don't think
I'm
you'll
not
like
gonna,
it.
I'm not going to watch it. I'm talking about if I'm going to find it attractive or not.
Yeah, I think you will.
Hand it this way.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I can tell already. I can tell by the way you're looking at her.
Don't even lie, though.
I'm not lying right now. I'm not lying. She's not ugly. I'll say that. I don't know if she's like super hot though either. She's aight. She's aight. That's she's aight.
And fun.
I hope she hears that. I'm just kidding.
He is.
I hope she hears that. She's aight, I guess. It's fine, whatever.
Are you done with your b-balling over there?
Oh
your
yeah.
Little
oh
last
yeah.
Last minute bracket.
Oh yeah.
Is there anything else we need to talk about for the b-ball?
Absolutely not. Timberwolves are back to number one in the West after being third in the West. That's huge. They're 51-22. Another team's tied for first, but another team is second, but technically they have the same record. But Wolves are back to first in the West. They're on a four-game win streak after destroying the Denver Nuggets.
I don't know. I have some basketball.
No, I was just telling you. They did 111-98. They're playing on Easter Sunday here at home. The next three are at home if anybody wants to go to a Wolves game. Get them in while the getting's good. The Wolves are hot.
Here's my basketball tee. So, Caitlin Clark, obviously, we all know who she is. Bryce, you know who that is, right, at this point? By now?
Caitlin Clark.
The only basketball player that you should have to know about.
Literally no clue.
Okay, great. Anyways, moving on. So, she decided she was not going to take her fifth year, senior, whatever, red shirt, COVID year, whatever it was, for next year, and she's going to the WNBA. So the max amount of money that she can make at the WNBA is $76,000. That's it.
That's crazy.
For the top girl player in the game right now that is making the most headlines, the most she's going to get is like a shitty corporate job salary. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy. Honestly.
Anyway.
Well, how are they going to pay her, though?
That's the problem.
How are they going to pay her anything
you get
that she deserves?
That's the
I
problem.
Guess.
But... I don't exactly remember what it's called, right? I am not even sure what it is, but I saw that she was offered to play, it's
overseas.
Called like the big something. I think it's like a Shaq or it's like a weird like pro league that's not pro, but she could make like billions of dollars, not billions, but like millions. I got to look up what this is called.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm surprised she didn't want to just take the one more year as a college player because of the NIL money that she's already getting. I mean, she's
the big three.
Bryce, she's such a popular name that she is arguably the.
You said Kelly Clarkson? She's
Golly.
What'd Caitlin you fucking say?
Clark. Caitlin Clark.
Whatever.
Isn't she a singer? I'm sorry, dude. I wish I'd had that bell ready because that was a great line.
Caitlin Clark was offered.
You say Kelly Clarkson? Isn't she a singer?
She was offered $5 million to play in the big three.
Probably do that.
There you go. Money.
In the United States, she's arguably a top 20 athlete as far as name recognition, maybe top 15 men's or women's sports in the United States. And going to WNBA, getting $76,000 is a joke. Being a top 15.
Well, we're in agreement that it's pretty low for someone who's famous?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Famous athlete.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. I actually can't believe I didn't know what the big three is, and I think she's an absolute idiot for not doing it because in the deal it says that she could still play in the WNBA and she only has to play like a certain amount of games.
Are you sure she's not doing it?
I haven't heard if she's doing it or not, but the offer is out there. But the big three is a 3-on-3 basketball league founded by hip-hop musician and actor Ice Cube.
Tim next.
And it consists of 12 teams whose roster include both former NBA players and international players.
I think
and she'd be the
she'll
first.
Probably do
I think
that.
She'd be the only girl to do it. I think it's all men otherwise, but that'd be sick.
She can play with men easily.
Oh, no. You'd be surprised.
I'm not saying down low, but a three shooter like she is, she can compete with men easily.
Yes, I agree with you, but. From my own experience, I know that the physicality that men play with just generally, even if they're not trying to like body her up,
is different.
She's not strong enough.
That's a good point.
Like I used to play
one-on-one
high school boys and I'd get my stuff rocked.
That's a men's league though that you're saying?
And you just got canceled. Get her out of here, dude.
Me?
Yeah.
You're canceled.
Why?
You're canceled. You said something true. Yeah. You're out of here.
Oh, look at Rocky.
Hey. You just said that the women can't play with the men. Really?
Isn't that, doesn't everybody know that
Are
already?
You fucking serious?
I stand on it.
I do too. I'm just fucking with you.
Absolutely. No, we agree.
I'm not
you.
A feminist.
Isn't that Leia Thomas?
I might be
man
a feminist.
In a fucking...
It's a girl, actually.
Oh, no, I'm trying to get canceled now, too.
She got her stuff so taken away. Shit. He, whatever.
Well, I hear he's
was that
done.
The swimmer?
Yeah.
We should have been betting on that he-she to swim and win. We would have been millionaires. I don't know why we weren't betting on that.
Oh, you can bet on him winning?
Why couldn't you have? It's just, you could easily have bet
on
him
dude. Winning. Fucking.
Easily.
Sign. Free money.
That's what I'm saying, dude. We missed out
Give
on that.
Give me some free money.
We missed out on that opportunity to take advantage of how just ridiculous this world is.
Anyways, 3-on-3 basketball is one of my funnest memories from
Is it one of your
basketball.
Funnest memories?
Yeah. So I think she's a real big dummy.
Was graduating English one of your funnest memories
nope.
too?
I think she's a real big dummy if she doesn't do it is what I'm getting at.
That
because
really
it would
stupid,
be loads of fun. You'd make a bunch of money and you're still able to play in the WNBA too. And like at this point, you've succeeded as much as you're going to in basketball. You're going to the WNBA.
Yeah. Like, so it's like Tiffany going to meet her one day
well.
Probably then or what?
Caitlin Clark?
Yeah.
Maybe. She probably already has. Tiff's big in the fan club. She loves Iowa. I can't breathe.
That should be her outro, intro song or whatever.
Still moving on. Yeah, yeah.
All right. That's all I got for you guys. I want to go watch basketball. UConn's playing right now, and Kai is probably the happiest guy in the world along with Tyler because Tyler got Purdue.
Oh, he's got the
You'll
giant.
Probably win, though.
I hope so.
You'll probably win. You're you. You always win.
You always win. I hope I do. All right. Anybody got anything else? Anybody else want to?
I got nothing.
Happy Easter. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Enjoy you guys' weekend. Thanks for listening. Chaz, I cannot wait for Chaz to listen to this episode.
Why?
Because he is he's the number one fan of this show, number one. But number two, he is so hard into conspiracy theories that he is probably going to have a hard on listening to the first 45 mm-hmm. minutes of this. I'm pumped for him to listen
Great.
To that.
Right.
He's going to be Snapchatting like, me long. I'm just so excited.
Great.
We're going to listen to a little 1-2 step.
Our fan
Missy
is
Elliott.
One.
Check us out on Instagram. Yeah, obviously believe what you
Did
want
you
to believe.
Did you say Missy Elliott?
Yeah, Sierra.
I guess
featuring
she's
Missy
in,
Elliott.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Sierra. Sierra! The princess is here.
Check us out on Instagram. That's about the only place we post. And yeah, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, maybe, hopefully. Thank you all for listening.
Let me see you 1-2 step. Everybody get on the floor.
Since the day I started, strip my stuff and yes, I flaunt it. Goodies make the boys jump on it. No, I can't control myself now. Let me do my 1-2 step. Come on, why you don't stop it. Everybody get on the floor. Bring the party up. We about to get it on. Let me see you 1-2 step. I love it when you 1-2 step. Everybody 1-2 step. We about to get it on. Say hello, cause they know I'm rocking the beat. I know you heard about a lot of great MCs, but they ain't got nothing on me. Because I'm 5'2", I wanna dance with you, and I'm sophisticated fun. I eat filet mignon, and I'm nice and young. Best believe I'm number one. Everybody get on the floor. Bring the party up. We
1, 2, step. Be a friend again.